There we go.
106.7 Bonzi. News Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good afternoon. The headline. President Ijelema to commission $140 million Mulungushi Textiles plant tomorrow. Zambia records 10.9% increase in road accidents in the first quarter of 2026. And in global news, Kenya fuel prices rise sharply despite reduction in tax due to Iran war. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Central Province Minister Mwabashike Nkulukusa has confirmed that President Hakainde Hichilema will tomorrow, 16th April 2026, commission the long-awaited Mulungushi Textiles Factory in Kabwe. The facility, a joint venture between Zambia and China, represents an investment of $140 million. Addressing the media in Kabwe today, Mr. Nkulukusa said the factory is ready for operation after completing dry runs and has already targeted regional markets and will employ between 500 and 1,000 people and produce 20,000 meters of chitenge fabric per day. He highlighted that the factory will boost cotton production in the country with an outgrower scheme already underway in Kapirimposhi, Kawe, Mumbwa and Eastern Province, with a scheme aiming to increase cotton production to meet the factory's demand for lint. Mr. Nkulukusa added that investment in the outgrower scheme stands at 100 million kwacha, with plans to expand to other areas currently underway. He has urged Zambians to support the initiative, describing it as a crucial step in the country's economic rebranding and rebuilding efforts.
The investors, which is the joint venture between Zambia and China, have been putting resources and technology to ensure that this facility opens. Finally, the facility is ready and it has already done all the dry runs. It has already targeted its market, which is the regional market, and tomorrow it shall be opening officially, and the president is coming to officially open it. He's landing at Kalonga School Grounds at 09 hours and proceeding to Mulungushi Textiles, where he will commission this project. We all know that this project, at its full capacity, will be employing around 500 to 1,000 people.
The Zambia Police Service recorded 9,772 road traffic accidents countrywide in the first quarter of 2026, marking an increase from 8,809 cases recorded during the same period last year. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the figures represent a 10.9% rise, with fatal accidents increasing from 410 last year to 527 this year, while fatalities rose from 498 to 681. Mr. Chilabi adds that serious accidents also increased from 832 in 2025 to 891 in 2026, with serious injuries rising to 1,674, while slight accidents went up from 1,814 to 2,006, resulting in over 3,000 minor injuries. He explains that the majority of accidents were caused by human error, including overspeeding, poor judgment of distance, failure to keep to the near side of the road, and improper overtaking. Mr. Chilabi notes that Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents at 5,241, followed by Copperbelt with 1,194, while Western Province recorded the lowest at 187 cases.
A total of 303 child casualties were recorded in accidents. Of these, 204 were boys and 159 were girls. In total, 50 two children died, 131 were seriously injured, and 180 sustained minor injuries. Most of the victims were pedestrians and passengers. There were 405 hit-and-run accidents. Of these, 61 were fatal, 74 resulted in serious injuries, and 87 involved slight injuries, and 183 damage only.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has launched investigations into suspected fuel contamination at Oasis Service Station along Kamloops Road, following reports of motorists experiencing vehicle performance problems after refueling. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says inspectors from ERB visited the site to collect fuel samples, which have since been submitted to the laboratory for tests. Mrs. Kasumpa says the outcome of the tests will guide the board in bringing this matter to a conclusive resolution. She has reaffirmed ERB's commitment to safeguarding consumers and ensuring the delivery of high-quality products and energy services.
As part of the ongoing investigation, the ERB has collected fuel samples which have been submitted to the laboratory for testing. The outcome of these tests will guide the ERB in bringing this matter to a conclusive resolution. The ERB reaffirms its commitment to safeguarding consumers and ensuring the delivery of high-quality energy products and services.
The Association of Chartered Certified Accountants, ACCA, has urged professionals in Zambia to embrace artificial intelligence, AI, as a tool for growth rather than a threat to employment. Speaking during the launch of its latest report, Careers Reimagined, in Indola today, ACCA Zambia Head and Chief Executive Officer Janice Matwi said the findings show that many workers remain pessimistic about AI due to fears it could replace jobs. Ms. Matwi, however, emphasized that the technology is designed to enhance human productivity, not eliminate jobs, especially when used effectively. Meanwhile, Ms. Matwi has expressed concern over the low adoption of AI technologies in Africa, which is estimated at below 6%, compared to over 50% in regions such as Europe and the Americas. She has urged businesses and professionals to accelerate the adoption of AI in order to remain competitive and future-ready in an increasingly digital global economy.
We're seeing, obviously, entry-level jobs may be impacted, but out of that, we're seeing a rise in other jobs, things like, you know, data scientists in the accounting world that are able to read data and give the right insights to decision makers. And so even though what we look at, that's why our report is called Careers Reimagined. We're not talking about careers lost. You have to reimagine what the future of work looks like. And so this is why, you know, your question is really pertinent around how do we use these tools to benefit people. So what we say as ACCA is that, you know, AI won't replace you, it will enhance you. But you also need to be ready.
In global news, Kenya has sharply raised the cost of petroleum, with diesel prices rising by a record margin despite a fuel tax cut, as the conflict in Iran pushes up global oil prices. In its latest review, the energy regulator raised the cost of diesel by 40 Kenya shillings to 206 a litre, while petrol rose by 28 shillings to a similar level. It said this reflected higher global oil and shipping costs, even as the government cut value-added tax to 13% from 16%. We monitor the BBC for more on other global stories.
Sudan's devastating civil war has entered its fourth year. As diplomatic efforts to end the conflict continue, a conference of international donors is due to get underway shortly in Berlin. Germany's hoping to secure more than $1 billion in aid pledges to help millions of people displaced by fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance says he believes Iran's negotiators want to make a deal, but mistrust between Washington and Tehran cannot be solved immediately. President Trump has suggested that a second round of talks could happen later this week. The United States military says it's completely halted Tehran's trade by sea since beginning a blockade of Iranian ports on Monday. The claim is difficult to assess independently.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break. From Annalise.